I'm Dave Moore, and this is Pueblo's Podcast. My guest today is Bob Campbell, who's the Marketing and Events Manager for the Sangre de Cristo Arts and Conference Center. Hi, Bob.
Hey, David.
All right. Thank you very much for being my guest today. Give us a little bit of background of Bob Campbell in Pueblo and Southern Colorado.
Well, I decided not to take the all-expense-paid trip to Southeast Asia in 1970.
Okay.
And I was not born here. I was living in New Jersey at the time, where I graduated high school. But I had been out here a number of times. My grandparents were from here. My mother was born here, not born here, but raised here. And so I knew the area very well, and I love Colorado, as we all do. And I just decided, well, great, I'll apply to Southern Colorado State College at the time.
Hmm.
And, of course, they had an open door policy in 1970. And so I came out here and went to school for 2 years full-time and then 4 years part-time, because I had gotten a full-time job in radio at the old Kid and Country radio station in 1971. And then worked through different radio stations and eventually ended up working for and eventually buying out an advertising agency called Ideas Advertising, which unfortunately was tied in very heavily into the housing market. So in 2008, it collapsed along with the housing market. And I got into nonprofits at that point. I worked for the Bessemer Historical Society as a membership and events coordinator. That morphed into the Steelworks Center of the West, which is still there, of course. It's a great place. And after a few years, I ended up at the Sangre de Cristo Arts Center as events and or marketing and events manager, and I've been there for about 4 years now.
Oh, very good. You and I kind of followed each other through college and radio over the years, too.
Very much so. Yeah, definitely. We both worked at KCSJ at the same time.
Yeah.
We worked at competing radio stations, you at Gidden, me at KCCY.
Right.
But then you came over to KCCY, and I moved to Florida to go to another station. So, yeah, it's been a very symbiotic relationship.
Yes. We've known each other for a long time, definitely.
Long time. Too long.
Right. All right. So for those, and we do have listeners outside of Colorado and outside of the United States, in fact, give people a little bit of background of what the Sangre de Cristo Arts and Conference Center is about and a little bit of its history, if you will.
Sure. Well, basically, our motto, if you will, is all of the arts for all of Southern Colorado. We have a 17-county service area that we do different programs with, everywhere up to Leadville to Lamar in the southeast corner of the state. And we like to think of it as a complete arts center. We have the visual arts. We have a dance school. We have a children's museum, which, by the way, continues to be ranked number one in Pueblo, but also has been selected as a very good children's museum nationwide by national organizations. We offer a number of different classes and exhibits and performances. Unfortunately, the performances right now, because of COVID, we had to cancel our entire season back in March.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working to rebuild that for the 21-22 season. But we are active. I mean, our doors are open. We are doing every possible precaution that we can do, or we have a city-county health department-approved reopening plan. They said, you guys are doing so good on this, we're going to give you a popcorn maker. And so they did.
Okay.
So for the staff, we have Popcorn Friday every Friday.
But, nice.
We're very diligent on making sure that the customer's experience, the patron's experience is not only pleasurable, but also extremely safe. So, yeah, we're very happy to have opened on April 1st. And it was amazing that the people that came in, particularly those from the north, Colorado Springs, Denver, they did not have any venues open at that point. Pueblo County had the COVID exception. And so we were able to open where they could not. And people were coming in saying, oh, I've got to get my art fix. You know,
very good.
Yeah. So we're just so grateful to be open. I think the public is just loving the fact that we are open. Of course, we do have limitations on the number of people we can have in any of the galleries at one time or in the facility at any one time. So we do time ticketing via our website. You can get an advanced time ticket reservation. And, you know, it's really worked out great. We only came up to capacity on the last month on September 4th when we did a combined First Friday Art Walk along with what we call Rent Day, when we pay our massive $10 annual rent to the County of Pueblo for the buildings that we use. So
that's a pretty good deal right there.
Yeah, everybody had a great time, and we did reach capacity on that day. And we are doing actually another First Friday Art Walk will be this Friday. They used to be 5 to 7. We've expanded that from 4 to 7. It's absolutely free. All the galleries are open. We have refreshments, entertainment. We also have a new opening of a exhibition in our regional gallery, which is the one that's on the ground floor by our Welcome Center. Very, very well-known Pueblo artist, Kim Mackey. And he has a lot of work in there. They're hanging it right now, even as I speak. But it is going to be a wonderful show. I hope everybody can come out again. That is totally free.
And how long will that display or exhibition go?
That's going to be up until January 17th. But the main thing about the First Friday Art Walk is, even though it's free, you still have to go to our website, sdc-arts.org, to get a advance ticket. So it's free, but you still need a ticket to get in because we do have to limit the number of patrons.
Sure. And you have the First Friday Art Walk the first Friday of every month, right?
Not every month.
Not every month.
Normally we do a Festival Fridays in January, and then again in the summertime. Now, because of COVID, we haven't been able to do that. So we probably will have a First Friday Art Walk for the remainder of the year and at least until July of next year.
Okay.
So it's always a good time. Somebody you know, I'm sure, Paul Fanning, retired from Board of Waterworks, excellent Western musician. He is going to be doing the entertainment at this Friday on the 2nd in conjunction with the opening of Kim Mackey's Western exhibit.
Oh, nice. That is great.
Yeah.
I know you have the Connect kids come down there. How has that changed in COVID? Is it coming back to where it was or not quite yet?
I'm not exactly sure, Dave. We're still discussing, and this is really kind of up to the individual schools and District 60 and 70 as to what their field trip policy is going to be. You know, initially I heard that there were not going to be any, and then I heard that, well, that might be relaxed a little bit, but I am not totally certain, and that's kind of a fluid situation where we just kind of have to pay attention to it day by day, week by week.
Sure.
But we're totally open to it because, again, what we do in the art center, in the galleries, is we constantly sanitize everything. In the Children's Museum, we sanitize on a regular basis, but then they close between noon and 1, so our facilities crew can go in and completely sanitize everything. In fact, I'll mention this. We have a group from one of our local hospitals in looking to rent our conference center, and they were talking with our conference manager, Maria Tedisco, and one of them said, so what are your safety procedures? What are you doing? And another person in the group that knew what we were doing said, are you kidding? This is probably the safest place in the county.
Oh, very good. I like that.
So, yeah, so people really don't need to worry about when they come in. We're very stringent on, you know, the number of people and the social distancing, and we have the hand sanitizer all over the place. We require temperature checks and face masks. You can't get in the building without them. Mm-hmm. And we're really appreciative. As a matter of fact, last Wednesday, we had our first in-person larger event in the conference center. It was called Vino Pueblo, and it was a food and wine tasting. We were limited to 100 people by county order on an inside venue that normally handles 500.
Sure.
So social distancing was not a problem there. Everybody was perfectly willing to put their masks on after they got up from sampling food or whatever. And it went so smoothly. Everybody was so appreciative. And we're looking forward to doing those kind of things again. We are booking a lot of weddings and quinceañeras and other group gatherings, but they have to adhere to our particular limitations right now.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's been very gratifying to see all of these things happening again. We do not want to see any increase in numbers in coronavirus infections. We're doing everything we can to prevent that.
Well, that's great that you can kind of ease back into all, not quite business as usual, but business as we've come to know it right now.
Business as we've come to know it, yeah.
So tell me about some of the other exhibits besides the Mackey exhibit that begins later in the first week of October. Tell me what we can expect for maybe someone who's been there multiple times or even a first-time visitor to the Art Center.
Well, you know, we're getting a lot of interest in a show we call Inspiration. And this is art glass. It's blown art glass by masters such as Dale Chihuly, James Mongren, vintage Venetian glass. These are beautiful. You can see them on our website. People have been flooding in. That's the number one thing they come for. They say, oh, we've got to see Dale Chihuly, because this is a guy who has put in installations at the Denver Botanic Garden, the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center, the Biltmore in North Carolina. And what we have of his work is completely different from anything
wow.
that he's put out before. So people are walking away going, wow. That is really different, but it is so beautiful. James Mongren was one of his main gaffers, and a gaffer is a guy who actually does the hard work, and his stuff is absolutely beautiful. We also have a Colorado Springs artist by the name of Sean O'Malley, who is extremely popular up in the Springs. He teaches art classes up there, but he was a professional toy designer and a woodworker, and he has an exhibit called Line and Shape and Color and Noise, which is all items made out of wood, even though they don't look like it, but they all have that toy aspect to them, a lot of color and form and shape and just a fun exhibit. Kids really love it.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. We also have a kind of a sobering exhibit called Difficult History, Owning the Western Myth. This is out of our Francis King permanent collection of Western art. And these are items that are kind of stereotypical views of what you might expect of cowboys and Indians and soldiers from the 1800s. and that's in our King Gallery. And then the last one that we have right now is called Glass Art from Around the Region. It actually leads into the Inspiration Show. And these are people like Tom and Jean Latka that do glass work. Mm-hmm. And it's very fanciful and colorful. We also, as I mentioned before, have Pueblo artist Kim Mackey with his Western art that's going to be opening this Friday.
Wow. Sounds amazing. And talking about the glass exhibit, I've always been enthralled by people who can work with glass and blow glass. And I just am amazed and in complete wonderment at how that is done and how they accomplish that.
It is amazing, Dave, because I will stand in that exhibit in the White Gallery, and we have a video that's on a continuous loop of how they do it. And I look at the video and I look at the glasswork and it's like, I don't get it.
Exactly.
I don't understand how they do that. And it's not like painting. It's not like sculpting. It's not like pottery. It has to be done right then.
Right.
Right then, that second. Otherwise, the piece is going to be destroyed. So, yeah.
It's just really something. Mine, if I tried to do that, I'd number one, burn myself, and number two, it would end up as a big clump on the floor, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, it'd be a mess.
Right.
Hey, I did want to mention one other thing. Since we are just a couple of days away from October, and we've already all seen the Halloween displays at the stores and in people's yards and all like that, one of the big deals in Pueblo over the past several years at the Children's Museum is something called Puebloween, and it's a very safe way for kids to trick-or-treat. We are doing that again, but we've kind of expanded it due to COVID. So from October 28th through November 7th, we are doing a Celebrate Halloween and Day of the Dead. Now, we'll still be doing Puebloween on October 30th, which is a Friday, mm-hmm. and the kids will get a prepackaged treat bag, if you will. There'll be spooky and slimy sensory science and pumpkin painting and all of that good stuff. But in addition to that, the kids will be able, from October 28th through November 7th, to participate in mask making, not so creepy creature cave, ghost stories, and celebrating Dia de los Muertos. So we've got that going on as well this year, just trying to accommodate as many people as we can.
Sure. That sounds like a lot of fun. That is great that you've actually expanded it to kind of spread everybody out a little bit.
Exactly. A little more social distancing in, you know, the activities that we do. I did want to also mention, I mentioned the Vino Pueblo in-person event that we did in the conference center. We just installed $50,000 in new lighting equipment in there and new digital projectors, new screens, new sound system. So we are really kind of and this was not money that we spent. This was money that came from people like the Rawlings Foundation. Just want to let people know that, you know, we're not abjectly spending money just because we want to.
Sure.
It's coming from the community, from people who see our priorities and they align with their priorities. So we've got these new things going on in the conference center. And if anybody is considering any kind of an event, you know, please check us out. Give us a call. We can probably make you a very good deal. Another thing I wanted to mention, Dave, every month we have hooked up with a group called NTSOC. It's a nursing group out of Colorado. Mm-hmm. They are extremely supportive of kids that have somewhat difficulties with sensory-friendly activities.
Sure.
And so we do these on a monthly basis, the second Wednesday of every month. There is no charge. You still have to get those time tickets on our website. But we turn down the lights, we turn down the music, we put out things that are more touchy-feely, mm-hmm. and the kids are loving it. It's one of our most popular things. We're looking to expand it. And another, speaking of educational and kid activity, we have the Friday Arts Academy, which also opens along with First Friday Art Walk this Friday on the 2nd. You can get our class schedule online at sdc-arts.org. And that is a great way for kids to fill in that fifth day of the week when they don't have school in District 60 or District 70.
Oh, that's a great thought. That's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful.
So, and another thing I wanted to just quickly mention, I don't know if you saw or many of your listeners saw this past few days, beginning on Saturday, MSNBC television network was in town. They were doing shots all over the place from the Riverwalk, and I'm not sure exactly where else, but Ali Velshi, their correspondent, did kind of a town hall, not a town hall, just kind of an interview, a political interview at the Arts Center out in front on the lawn, which was aired on Saturday and then somewhat repeated on Sunday. Then he was live again yesterday, repeating some of those segments. But it was such a wonderful thing that over a number of days, Pueblo got this great exposure on national television.
Oh, that is great. And I suspect they may have taken some shots of Matt Refik's mural on the Arts Center as well.
I'm pretty sure they did. At least I did. Right. with their mobile truck out in front of it, yeah.
I did have the opportunity just recently to interview Matt and another local artist talking about art in Pueblo, and he talked about his painting there on the Art Center. I think he said it took him 11 days to finish that, I believe.
Yeah, and you know what? He did that in pretty cold weather, as a matter of fact. I wonder, I was constantly amazed that he was up on this lift, and I think the temperatures are like down in the 30s and 40s, and he's applying this paint on this wall. It's like, how's that going to work? Right. But it did.
Yeah, it looks terrific. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, in my mind, Bob, the Arts Center has always been a great place for events, for wedding receptions, and other type of chamber and city and county events. And with your new improvements, I'm sure it's even better than it has been.
We have a long-range plan, Dave, that will last longer than I'm going to be alive, but it calls for expansion of the Arts Center and the Conference Center to basically cover the area from City Center Drive over to 4th Street, down to Santa Fe, and that whole entire rectangular area, with improvements in galleries and Conference Center and services, putting an atrium. Kind of like the Denver Center of Performing Arts, if you've ever been up there. Mm-hmm. They have this atrium that goes between their buildings to protect people from the weather. So we're looking to do those kinds of things as well. It's a long-range plan, as I said, big capital project, but I think it'll happen. People are constantly amazed when they come into the Arts Center and they say, I didn't know this, particularly if they're out of town. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that this exists. This is such a gem. We never expected to see a facility like this in a town the size of Pueblo.
Right.
And we get that all the time. The Arts Center opened in June of 1972. So in a couple of years, we're going to have our 50th anniversary.
Oh, great.
It'll be a very, very special occasion. Everybody is looking forward to it. We're just so happy that we've had this collaboration between the city and the county and the city of Pueblo, to go forward with these kind of projects that benefit the community, not only financially, but educationally. As you know, the arts, music, and other intellectual pursuits have kind of gone downhill a little bit in the public schools because they are facing a lot of financial difficulties and they can't expand their programs. So we're really happy to be able to step into that position of saying, okay, we have these art classes, we have these music and drama classes, and dance classes and all these activities. And we do offer scholarships. You don't have to, if you can't foot the full bill, we'll take a look at your situation and see if we can help you out. And that's a lot of what the things like our gala go to fund. You know, our big events are supporting our programming at the Arts Center, and that includes being able to award scholarships to people.
Oh, that is terrific. And I've visited the Arts Center on events from years and years ago. I remember the Own Your Own Art Show, which was always one of my favorite things. Yeah, that's
yep. Yeah, so there's shows like that. One of the really cool things, Dave, is our artistic director at the School of Dance, Nan Wainwright, started her dance career, guess where? At the Arts Center as a child.
Oh, terrific.
And then she moved away, and then we had an opening, and she saw the opening. She came back, applied for it, and so we're very generational. We have had people that worked at our Welcome Center that when I was giving them a tour of the facility, I'd take them like down into the basement where we had storage and stuff like that. They'd say, oh, I remember that big stuffed dog from when I was a kid. You know, it's just like, oh, that is so wonderful. You know?
Oh, yes, definitely. And you have one of the great theatrical facilities as well. For plays and concerts, and it's just really enjoyable. It's a perfect venue for that.
Yeah, and we're looking to make upgrades to the theater as well. We're looking to get a digital projector in there so that perhaps maybe we can do some kind of movie night, but high quality. And as far as the performing arts go, as I mentioned before, we had to cancel everything in March when COVID happened.
Sure.
But we are looking at booking, and we don't have a firm schedule yet, but for the spring 2021 through spring 2022 season. And we'll release that as soon as we know, but it will probably be closer to the end of the year.
Okay. Well, when that comes out, let me know, and we'll do another episode to kind of update folks on what the next year's events and facility events look like.
Sounds great.
That would be good. Okay, now let me just recap a couple of things. If people want to attend an exhibition at the Arts Center, they need to go to sdc-arts.org, right, to get a ticket?
Correct. On our homepage, there is a red banner at the top of the page. You click on that link, you'll get some safety information about what we expect when you come into the Arts Center. There is a link there that will take you to another site that will give you the option to make reservations for the Children's Museum or the art galleries.
Okay. And I'm really pleased to know that the booking events for the Arts Center are coming back. What is a good contact number and person for folks who might be planning that wedding reception or quinceanera or whatever event they might have coming up?
Okay, so the best way to get a hold of Maria, her name is Maria Todisco, and she can be reached by email at rentals, with an S, R-E-N-T-A-L-S, at sdc-arts.org. Or just give us a call. Her name is on the menu.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you?
295-7200.
And that's with a 719 area code. Very good. Well, this has been a wonderful walk through the Arts Center, Bob. I really appreciate it. It's
my pleasure.
Good to know that things are trying to get back up to where they were before, and I think we'll get there. And gosh, it's amazing that you guys have been available for events and for people who may not have been able to see art in Colorado Springs and Denver and other places, that they can come here and see some amazing exhibitions.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things, very quickly before we close, the Inspiration Glass Art Show actually would have been over by now because it was supposed to open on June 1st, coinciding with our gala on June 5th. Mm-hmm. But obviously it didn't happen. So we went back to the collector and said, what do we do? And he said, well, you know, it's only going to go back into storage. So how long would you like it? So nice. We're actually going to, we've got that show until May 8th of next year.
Oh, that is great. That's very nice effort and gesture on his part.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
Well, I have a couple of personal questions for you, a couple of Bob Campbell questions. So we can get to know you here to wind things up just a little bit. What is on Bob Campbell's perfect pizza?
Oh, sausage, olives, pepperoni, and Canadian bacon.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
I'm a meat lover.
Me too. I have a couple of this or that questions. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Spring or fall?
Fall.
Cake or cookies?
Cookies.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Bob, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Only if they have jalapenos on them.
Well, there you go. See? Get that little twinge right there.
Little chilies.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, it's certainly been a pleasure talking with you, bringing up some old memories and some new ones, too. And, of course, when we get back to where we need to be in the future, you know, with Festival Fridays and more exhibitions at the Art Center, you know, just let me know and we'll do another episode on Pueblo's podcast. It's been great talking with you.
Oh, thank you so much, David. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Bob Campbell, the Marketing and Events Manager of the Sangre de Cristo Arts and Conference Center. That's Pueblo's podcast. I'm Dave Moore. Be proud, Pueblo.
Hey there, it's Carly Moore with Pueblo's Podcast. Just checking in to let you know that we are now on Pandora and Amazon Music. You can even ask your Google Home to play the podcast without picking up a device like this.
Hey Google, play Pueblo's Podcast.
All right, here's the latest episode of Pueblo's Podcast, Episode 10. Exploring Art Firsthand, playing on Google Podcasts.
Pueblo's Podcast is still on all your favorites, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and PueblosPodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening.